This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, April 1st. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Cal Recycle head defends SB 54 rules. Ross and Douglas on Women's History Month. And spirit exports down 3.8%. Cal Recycle director Zoe Heller is pushing back on cost concerns implementing SB 54. Testifying recently before an assembly budget subcommittee, Heller told subcommittee chair Steve Bennett of Ventura that it's hard to specify specifically to the producer costs, but she looks forward to learning that with him as regulations roll out. Bennett raised alarms that food and agriculture would get a categorical exemption from the rules, echoing outcry from environmental advocates. Heller corrected him, explaining that the final draft put the burden on the companies to individually prove that the rules conflict with federal food safety laws. Unlike other exclusions that are in the way, this is not automatic, said Heller. It requires a notice. It requires a process. It requires a demonstration of that direct conflict. The producers would have to explain how they plan to eventually bring that package into compliance. Heller added that if the conflict is still not clear, the department will press for more details before deciding. She downplayed industry concerns over compliance cost, saying, quote, "We see incredible benefit with implementation, but there is a cost." She believes that reducing packaging will lead to cost savings and assured lawmakers that the regulated industries will eventually find alternative packaging materials. Western Growers warns that after decades of industry-funded research, compliance remains infeasible for fresh produce that could raise food prices and push some fruits and vegetables off of store shelves. CDFA is tapping into Women's History Month to highlight both progress and persistent challenges for the food and agriculture sector. Karen Ross and Shannon Douglas emphasizing the growing role of women in shaping the industry. In a new CDFA video, Douglas, the first woman to lead the California Farm Bureau, describes her non-traditional journey into agriculture and credited mentors an opportunity for her rise. "No one ever told me I couldn't, so I kept doing it," she said. The discussion also turned to economic pressures facing farmers. Douglas warned California has lost roughly 15,000 farms over the past decade. Small and mid-sized operations hit hardest by rising regulatory costs. Despite those challenges, both leaders stressed innovation and sustainability as defining strengths. Douglas pointed to practices like cover cropping and using compost. CDFA Secretary Ross underscored the importance of long-term thinking in agriculture, adding that farmers are, quote, "thinking about the next generation, not just the next harvest." Douglas encouraged young people, especially women, to explore diverse career paths in agriculture, emphasizing the industry has a place for those without traditional farming backgrounds. California Grown, partnering with the service-oriented supermarket chain Gelson's and local educators to launch a new pilot program aimed at teaching elementary students how to cook with locally grown ingredients. The California Kids Cook Initiative connects students with farmers, grocers, and chefs through a farm-to-store-to-fork-to-school experience beginning in Santa Barbara County. The program includes farm visits, in-store shopping challenges, and hands-on cooking demonstrations. Students from Franklin Elementary School and Girl Scouts of California Central Coast Chapter will learn how produce is grown, how to shop for seasonal items, and how to prepare simple meals at home. "It's immensely important to educate and engage with our future shoppers," said Sherry Watt, executive director of California Grown. U.S. spirit exports fell in 2025 on trade frictions. U.S. spirits exporters recorded 2025 sales 3.8% below the previous year, according to a new report. After the Trump administration hiked tariffs on Canada, provinces removed American products from shelves. exports cratered by 70% year over year. The Distilled Spirits Council of the United States notes in its new analysis. Exports to Canada fell from $203 million between March and December of 2024 to $60 million the following year. Alberta and Saskatchewan have since reopened their markets to U.S. exporters, but other provinces maintain a ban. Exports to the European Union also fell after importers stockpiled whiskey before Trump entered office. Brazil, the United Kingdom, Australia, and some emerging markets increased their purchases, but not by enough to fully offset the declines elsewhere, the report finds. The report underscores the industry's vulnerability to uncertainty in the global trade environment. Discuss President Chris Schwonger said in a statement, stable, tariff-free trade and expanding market access abroad are essential to ensuring continued growth for the U.S. spirits sector. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says she is a big supporter of mandatory country of origin labeling, MCOOL, for U.S. meat products. It's just a transparency question, she told reporters yesterday, that ahead of a roundtable on implementing a grazing action plan. The U.S. adopted MCOOL in 2009, but Canada and Mexico challenged the policy at the World Trade Organization, prompting Congress to repeal the law in 2015. There are some trade implications, Rollins said, but added the administration has been looking at it. We will continue to work on it, work with Congress, and work with those who'd like to move it forward, Rollins said yesterday. For me, it's black and white. Everyone in America should know where their food is coming from. Not everyone agrees, though. Some segments of the U.S. beef and cattle industry have been urging the administration to use a forthcoming review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement to find a resolution on the issue. But the U.S. beef industry remains divided on the subject, with some arguing negotiating efforts would be better focused elsewhere. Here's today's final word. The farm worker movement was and is a collective movement bigger than any one person. That's Governor Gavin Newsom proclaiming Farm Workers Day yesterday. You can read the AgriPulse West newsletter and learn how sexual abuse allegations are driving California leaders to distance themselves from Cesar Chavez after decades of praise for the late labor icon. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, April 1st. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Daly.